This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghan government forces are collapsing even faster than U.S. military leaders thought possible just a few months ago when President Joe Biden ordered a full withdrawal. The Taliban ruled the country from 1996 until U.S. forces invaded after the 9/11 attacks in 2001. And two decades later, they are back, capturing three more provincial capitals Wednesday and another two on Thursday. The 10th and 11th the insurgents have taken in a week-long sweep that has given them effective control of about two-thirds of the country. The insurgents have no air force and are outnumbered by U.S.-trained Afghan defense forces, but they have captured territory, including the country's third-largest city, Herat, with stunning speed. In a new warning to Americans in Afghanistan, the second it's issued since Saturday, the U.S. Embassy in Kabul on Thursday again urged U.S. citizens to leave immediately. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Thursday the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is working with vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna to allow certain vulnerable people to receive a third booster shot of their COVID-19 vaccines to improve their immune response. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the shots will be available to certain people who are moderately and severely immune compromised, such as people who have had organ transplants or some cancer patients. Top U.S. infectious disease official Dr. Anthony Fauci also said on Thursday U.S. officials do not believe elderly or others who are not immunocompromised need another vaccine dose at the moment. Still, he said the government was evaluating the necessity of booster shots on a day-by-day basis. Cases and hospitalizations have surged across the U.S. in the past month. This is VOA News.